It's time for the Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone Show on ESPN 94.7. Call the show now at 330-744-0947. Now, here are your hosts, Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone.
Boy, what a Friday, huh?
I'm telling you, what a day.
What a Friday. Oh, my the 13th. God. And honestly, it just continues on. Longtime friend of mine, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Program director, morning man at The Wave in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Mr. Bob Vandergrift, former great DJ at Oldies 93 WBBG when I was working there in the 1990s. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing well, John. Yourself?
Oh, great. So good to hear from you, brother. Here's a true story. I got to tell you this. Vandy was so good, one of the best I've ever worked with, Fantone. And you never got a chance to meet Bobby, did you?
I never did. I heard him a lot, though.
Yeah, just terrific personality. But there was a time before they did that, after the Free Beer and Hot Wings disaster at Wywood at 3 in the mornings, before they brought Spats aboard. But anyway, I thought I was going to do mornings to become PD. And I got a hold of Vandy, and I said, Vandy, I want to bring you back to Youngstown. And he was so open to that. I was just waiting for it to happen, and corporate Atlanta went and
never happened,
yeah. And kept me in afternoons, and so be it. So, Vandy, you already did a show this morning at your radio station in South Carolina.
Myrtle Beach. I do the mornings at 6 to 10.
And what's the format out there? What do you guys do?
We are a soft AC.
Okay.
Great to listen to while you're working. Great to relax, too.
Mm-hmm. And you've done a lot of oldies. I know when we worked together at Oldies 93 WBBG, you seem to really be into the oldies format.
Yeah, I love that. It's interesting. When Jeff Kelly offered me the job at WBBG, it was just as they were switching formats from the old WQOD and more beautiful music. I went to Youngstown. Jeff wouldn't tell me what the format was going to be. But I trusted him, and it worked out. He didn't want it to leak out to the competition, I guess.
And that was at Y103 at the time, and I thought we were going to go all oldies, and then they kind of like just let BBG run with it, and well,
they dropped the ball.
Well, back then, it was Jeff Kelly, Marty Lanhart. I got there late. It was Jerry Goddard, Mark Martin, and the great voice of Bob Vandergrift. So I'm in the hallway. Okay, I hadn't been in BBG long, and I'm walking through the hallway, and I'd see Bob every morning, and we'd say hello, exchange pleasantries and whatnot, and I hear him on the air, and I hear this, Oldies 93 WBG. I'm like, whoa. It sounded like John Facenda in the voice of God from NFL Films.
Yes.
And I went back in there. I'm like, damn. And I just watched you do your thing. Now, Vandy, I can't ever recall ever having done that with any DJ that I've worked with in 35 years of this business. And I've worked with some great ones. Brother, man, you blew me away.
Well, thanks, John. interesting story. Before you and I started working together, before you and I had actually met, my wife and I were at a wedding. I think it was Chris and Kelly Donatio's wedding.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we were sitting with Keith Corso. And he said, see that guy over there? And he pointed to what I found out was you. He said, see that guy over there? Watch him. He's going to do something.
Yeah. Yep. You know, and Vandy knows, so when I got there, I definitely shook things up a little bit. It got crazier. But we had a lot of fun on the morning show, Vance.
Oh, you guys were great, man. I loved coming on after you. You guys were my opening act.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm looking at, I'm trying to keep up with you. Do you have kids?
I have a stepdaughter who actually teaches in Girard.
Okay. So, happy early Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's Day, yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you, John. And you, too.
Thank you, with my five kids and three grandchildren, three granddaughters. But, Vandy, is there a market you haven't worked in?
Sometimes I wonder. I've been in quite a few.
Name some of the stations and the markets you've worked in. It's extraordinary.
Okay, well, my first FM gig was here in Myrtle Beach when we launched Wave 104 back in the 80s, and Jeff Kelly was my program director there. Then he left and went to Youngstown and started the station there and brought me up, and that was a huge deal for me because at the time Youngstown was a top 100 market, and you always want to work in a top 100 market, so I was in Youngstown for about 7 years working with some talented people like you. And then I got a call It was interesting. Cox Radio in Dayton, Ohio.
Wow.
The program director there, Jerry McCracken, was from Western PA, and he knew the Youngstown market really well, and he was looking for an afternoon guy. So he called Dan Rivers. We all know and love Dan.
Well, absolutely.
He asked, Dan, is there anybody you want to get out of the market? And Dan said, yeah, there's this one guy on the oldie station. He sounds great, and he never screws up a break. So Jerry called me, and it led to me going to Youngstown to work for Cox Media. And I was there for about 5 years. And then I got hired at the Heritage Station in Detroit, WOMC. And we were playing oldies there, too, which I loved. And we had a Hall of Fame morning guy, Dick Purton, who I just learned so much from. And I went from there, Detroit, to my first program director job, which was in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois.
Oh, wow.
Working for Connoisseur Media. Mm-hmm. I later went to Wichita, Kansas, and I was doing oldies there on the True Oldies channel in Wichita. And then I was hired back in Bloomington to program an adult hit station.
Oh, my God.
And I got a call, in late 2018 about an opening in my hometown. And so I flew down and met with the people here in Myrtle Beach and talked with them, and they ended up hiring me. And that's where I am now.
And what do you do on your morning show? What's your topics of it? Is it more music-based, or do you do bits and stuff like that?
It's really music-based, and when we do talk, it's hyper-local.
Okay.
You know, we want to let everybody know what's going on the Grand Strand, and we try to keep them updated. And there's lots to see and do here. You've been here yourself.
Oh, yeah, many times.
So, of course, this week, you know, we've been talking a lot about my alma mater, Coastal Carolina, in the College World Series.
Yeah, College World Series. Yeah, they're in the Final Four, man. That's pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, they played today at 2, by the way.
Yeah, games at 2 and 7 today, and then a couple more games tomorrow. While we do sports here, we're more of a variety show. It's like an old throwback morning show. And that's what I want to talk to you about, Vandy. You've been doing this in all kinds of different markets and everything. And it sounds like at Myrtle Beach, at the way that they're giving you some sense of freedom out there. What's happened to mainstream radio? The shows that we had at Oldies 93, the one that I had at Y103 before that, that the Wolf used to have with Fast Freddy and everything, they're gone. And the people that do remain, they're like, they get their hands tied. They're more corporate control. But syndication and automation has changed everything. It's taken away the local edge.
It certainly has, but we're a locally owned group in South Carolina based, and they sort of know that we know what we're doing, and they let us run with it. We schedule our own music. We have our own jock meetings and critique sessions and things like that, and there's no corporate radio, no corporate bosses involved whatsoever.
You interviewed at Y103, unbeknownst to me. Was this during, obviously it had to be during your days at Oldies 93, they tried to steal you away or what?
Well, I got a call.
Yes.
Mike Ring was the fellow's name.
And that's ironic he brought his name up, but I don't know if he just passed away 2 weeks ago. I'm not kidding you.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Unbelievable.
He seemed like a nice man.
But Mike spoke with you.
Yeah, he called me up, and you know, and I've always, you know, if someone wants to talk, I'll talk. And my people that work for me, I told them the same thing. If another group, another station wants to talk, you talk to them, and we'll go take it from there.
Right.
But I'd only been in Youngstown for like 3 or 4 months, and when he called me, and I told him, you know, I just can't do that to Jeff.
Right.
And Jeff, in addition to my boss, Jeff was a very good friend, and it just didn't feel right, me leaving so soon. So I stayed with Oldies 93 and kept rocking and rolling.
And Larry Weiss, who's the GM, was and he'll be on a future show too, which is a great guy to work for as well.
Oh yeah, my Patty, my wife and I, we love Larry and Kathy, and we had them over for dinner, and we had Thanksgiving at their house and several times. Just great people, soul of the earth.
When you look back at Oldies 93, what years would it have been, Vandy, that you were at Oldies 93?
Well, I can tell you the month as well as the year. I started, moved up in August of 1988.
Wow.
When we launched the station, when the format was flipped from Beautiful Music, and I left in April of 1996.
Okay, you were there about a good 8-9 year run.
I think the longest stint of my career, actually.
Wow. Absolutely amazing. When you look back at some of your fondest memories in Youngstown, what comes to mind?
Oh, my God, the people. And it was so cool because, I grew up in South Carolina, and I'm going up to Youngstown, and I'm meeting all these guys named Primo and Sal.
Primo.
Cosmo. And I'm thinking, my God, this is just like the movies. This is great. I got to meet some wonderful people, and of course, the food, especially the Italian food, was just off the hook there. I loved it. And, as you know, I met my wife. She worked for us at the radio station.
Yeah, Patty was a dear lady. She's no longer with us. And I expressed my condolences because not only was Bob such a great friend and a coworker of mine, Ronnie, but Patty also became a wonderful friend of mine. And I got a chance to work with her. And I know you miss her terribly and everything. Bobby, so going on and working at Youngstown at Oldies 93, did you get an opportunity to meet some celebrities? Were you there the day that Richard Simmons came into the studio?
I was there, but I wasn't a part of the interview. But didn't you block his limousine so he couldn't go across?
I did, and I picked him up and tossed him around like a rag doll. You know why? Because that's what Richard does. He comes in and he intimidates with that energy.
Yeah.
I turned the tables on him. I never gave him an opportunity to do that. I picked him up when he came in the door and started swinging him around. It's true. I have photographs of that. Absolutely amazing. But Vandy, you just had this like way about you and everything, and you keep getting hired and everything, and it's so hard for even veterans. I know Cumulus and iHeart, they cut, and I knew even after all those years at Y103 that it was going to happen to me, because I saw it happening to much more distinguished DJs that had been doing it longer than me in New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. And I remember thinking to myself, and this is in 2014, my God, when they get the Youngstown, and I have tenure here, I'm done. And I was right. I was right. It's sad.
Yeah, that's what radio has become, and it is sad. Fortunately or unfortunately, I never worked for Cumulus or iHeart, so I can't tell you how they do things, but most of the companies I've worked for have been pretty good. Knock on wood.
So you're saying there's still a chance that Fantone and I get paid in this industry again?
Yes.
There's still a chance out there.
Fat chance.
Not saying that, but we do it because we love what we do.
That's right.
That's true. I mean, somebody said that. I mean, it's in your soul and everything. Vandy, can you picture yourself doing anything else but radio?
John, I started when I was 15 or 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I did before that, one summer, I bused tables at a restaurant in North Myrtle Beach, and then I worked for a couple of years in a grocery store.
How'd that work out?
It didn't compare to radio, let me say that.
Yeah.
And I've been loving it since I started, since day one, and the passion is still there, and I just have the most fun and get the most satisfaction from doing what I do.
Do you get to have, like, up there in Myrtle Beach, you get to have notables and celebrities coming in, or are you just doing solely focused on local?
No, we do. Like, if they come to town. Last week, I think I talked to Kenny G. He was in town.
Oh, nice.
And then before that, Bill Medley.
Nice.
He was doing an anniversary tour.
Righteous Brothers.
Yeah. It was great. Yeah, you get to talk to those people because those are the people that grew up doing what they do when radio did that.
Brian Wilson just passed away, an icon.
I know, a genius, man. That broke my heart.
Absolutely. And I reached out to a 60s artist, and I'm hoping to have her on because she performed with Brian on Shindig and Hullabaloo and some of those great shows in the 60s. But South Carolina is renowned for beach music. I mean, they have their whole thing. I mentioned a group that a lot of people probably have forgotten about that was part of the South Carolina beach music scene, the group called Bill Deal and the Rondells, and they recorded on Heritage Records. I love stuff like that.
Me too.
Yeah,
I've been hurt. Yeah, I got to meet Bill Deal when I was at the Wave 104 back in the day. And beach music is big. In fact, a group called the Swingin' Medallions.
Oh, yeah, double shot of my baby's love. Yeah.
Yeah, they're from South Carolina, and they played in North Myrtle Beach last night. So beach music here is still a pretty big thing.
It is. I mean, they got their whole, I mean, there's like, if you go, I think it's Collectibles. It's all like South Carolina beach music. And there's artists like the Swingin' Medallions and right. Bill Dill and the Rondells and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Notable celebrities that you did get to meet through this long, expansive career of yours, who stands out in your mind, Bobby?
I guess it's a tie. I'd have to say David Bowie and Tina Turner.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah, I both times I was like, I'm sure I gushed like a schoolgirl. I turned into a total fanboy, and any sense of professionalism I had flew out the window.
Oh, my God.
But it was such a big thrill. I mean, two of my idols, and you know, and that's another thing that we're very fortunate to do in our business, Jack. Mm-hmm.
I know that, and you know what? I got into car sales, and I didn't want to do it. And I remember my first. This is about a year after I got out of radio, and my sales manager looked at me. And it's like, you were number 2 out of 30 in the car sales. Don't you feel great? And I said, no, I do not. And I said, you don't know where I came from. I didn't mean to put down the car sales industry. I did not. But what Vandy's speaking to, when you're doing something you love, and you feel like, you know, it's not even a job, and you're hanging with celebrities, and people are telling you how great you are, and they love you, and you're wonderful, and you're having fun. Nothing can compare to that. There's nothing I can do that can replace it. I guess money could replace that, but it doesn't mean I'll enjoy it as much. I don't know if you feel the same way.
Oh, 100%. You know, I mean, I didn't get in it for the money. And I got in it because I love the platform, and I love the music first and foremost.
Hey, Vandy, I got to have you do so. How much time we got, Ronnie?
We had a minute or two here.
About a minute. Hey, you know, I don't want to put you on the spot or anything. Hey, do me like we would have done when we were together in old 90s, oldies 93 WBBG, Bob Vandegrift on the air. Go.
Oh, my gosh. Oldies 93, WBBG, Beatles, John Paul, George, and Ringo, and your hits right here, Jeff Kelly in the morning show, and Johnny B., our newest addition, who is just turning the place insane.
I love it. Bobby Vandegrift in the house with us today. Hey, Bobby, we're going to keep you about 10 more minutes. I know you already did a show. You're probably tired. What time you start?
6.
Oh, my God. So we're keeping you up, dude. I know what that's like, especially crashing from caffeine. All right, Bob Vandegrift with us. We're back. A few more minutes with Bobby out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, the morning show, and the program director at The Wave out that way, in much better conditions near the ocean than us in northeast gloomy Ohio. After this, Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone. Hey, we're back, Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone. Don't forget, Sunday is Father's Day. Today is Friday the 13th. We got Bob Vandegrift on the phone with us from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, morning show host at The Wave, also the program director. And Fantone, you averse to driving to Myrtle Beach and lunch with Bobby Vandegrift?
I'm ready. Let's go.
That would be absolutely awesome. I had so much fun with Vandy. And I not only was I complimentary to him, he was complimentary to me. Because Jeff Kelly ended up stepping down with me, him, and Margie. It became an off-air PD, and it was just me and Margie doing the morning show. Mm-hmm. And I probably tried to do too much. I was bringing on Tommy James and a lot of these notable. Leslie Gore was coming on the show. But I had a lot of these guys on a show I did on Sunday nights called the Sunday Night Cruise. And I love that doo-wop music, Bobby. That's a love of mine that a lot of people don't. They think I'm like all classic rock and everything. I'm not. I love doo-wop music as well. I know you do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think there's only two kinds of music, good music and bad music.
Yeah.
And I think the doo-wop, most of it fits into the good category.
A lot of people have, you know, we've talked to a lot of people about this very thing. If you were to say the most impactful music, I'm curious to get your take on this because you've done oldies in history. Would you say the 60s, 70s, or 80s would be that?
I want to say the 60s because that's when everything changed.
Mm-hmm.
I guess led by the Beatles.
Right.
And before then, you know, after Elvis was in the service and got out and Jerry Lee married his cousin, that ended his career. and then Little Richard became a minister. It was mostly teen idols and stuff like that.
It was.
And then the Beatles came and shook everything up, and they continued to do that. And then you had all the stuff happening in California with you know, the San Francisco sound, and then Motown, for crying out loud,
right,
out of Detroit. So, yeah, I think probably the one with a lasting impact is probably the 60s.
I agree with you. You add in garage rock, all those garage rock bands from the 60s. Swingin' Medallions would fit into that category. I mean, you know, and a lot of groups. Dirty Water by the Standells. I can go on and on. Music. Yeah. Talk Music Machine. There's a lot.
And then from Youngstown, The Human Being.
Yeah, and we had Ting Markulin on the show. That's a lot of local. We've done a lot of the local bands. And Ting, living down in Florida, talked about, you know, how that song came about with Capitol Records, which was big in late 67 and early 68. But yeah. I love doing that stuff. I've always skewed retro. Bob Vandegrift, are you like anchored in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina? Is there a possibility that Bob Vandegrift could ever return to the Youngstown, Ohio radio airwaves?
I'll talk to anybody, but this is home for me, you know. So it would have to be an awfully sweet deal. Got my family's here, and not to mention love. I'm open, but it would have to be a really, really sweet deal.
Yeah, and today, you know, they just don't, it doesn't seem to matter as much about talent. You know, it's satisfy the shareholders. I think, too, with Clear Channel, which eventually evolved into iHeart and Cumulus, I think it was such a bad thing for the DJs because by deregulation having taken effect, they were able to gobble up 7-8 radio stations at a time. So that meant if Bob Vandegrift didn't work out a particular station, well, guess what? You just burned 8 stations in the process. So that's what's occurred. It's really tough now. So
yeah, it's a whole different ballgame from when I started back in the day.
Vandy, you grew up in South Carolina originally?
I did. I was born in Charleston and grew up just outside of Myrtle Beach in a little town called Conway.
Okay. And you are a Browns fan, are you not?
You know, it's the weirdest thing. I in 1969, I was about 10 years old, and that's when I first started becoming aware of the NFL and everything. And those were the days of Leroy Kelly and Bill Nelson and the first run with Paul Warfield. And,
right.
Cockcroft and all, and that to me just seemed to epitomize football. The way they did it, out in the mud and everything, and they didn't mess with cheerleaders. They just played good football, good sound, fundamental football, and they were good. My gosh.
Yeah, back in the day they were. In fact, 69 and 68, their team had a pretty deep run in the NFL playoffs. But unfortunately, once a merger occurred, here's the thing. 1970, I'm not sure what happened to Browns. 71, they were in the playoffs. 72, they were in the playoffs.
Right.
Almost knocked the Miami Dolphins out.
Almost
undefeated
knocked
Miami,
the Miami Dolphins 72. Out of their undefeated season.
I sure remember that game. And all the ones in the 80s, starting with Red Right 88.
Oh, God.
The fumble and the drive and everything.
Absolutely. And Bernie Kosar was still playing quarterback at the time you were on the air at Oldies 93.
That was such a big thrill. I'd never seen the Browns play in person.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was in Youngstown, I would go to 5-6 games every year.
Wow, you are a fan.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Vandy, I can't thank you enough, buddy. You are absolutely awesome. Nothing but love for you. And, I may stop in South Carolina, see you, or you come in Youngstown, see me first. And I want you to know from the bottom of my heart, one of the best I've ever worked with, man. You're just great.
Thanks, John. That's high praise coming from you, sir.
All right, brother. Take care. Bob Vandegrift, morning show, program director at The Wave in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Wow.
Ronnie, I love talking to these guys. Vandy was just a great guy. And I'm telling you, it's absolutely true. And he just had a way about him. A John Facenda type way. You'd have to hear it on the air.
Yeah, he was outstanding, no doubt.
Yeah. And obviously, why would a 3 try to pry him loose from Oldies 93?
Yeah.
Bob stayed loyal to Jeff, and the rest is history. But now doing his thing at Myrtle Beach. One of those guys, though, that's able to bounce around market to market to market to market, working all over the country.
Well, when you have talent like that, you're going to be able to go wherever you want.
Not always,
really.
Though. A lot of people don't want to leave.
Yeah.
Like, you know? Like you and me, we've got family here and stuff.
Yeah, it'd be
like
tough to uproot and leave. Yeah,
And people have always asked me, well, John, how come you didn't work at a bigger market? Did you think? Oh, I said, I always had the ability, in my opinion, to do so.
Sure you
did. I did interview in Cleveland. I did interview in Pittsburgh. And I was told by people in Cleveland, you're a big deal in Youngstown, Ohio. Why would you come to Cleveland and make less money? It's stupid. Greg Brenda told me that.
Yeah.
Very big sports
name. Brenda didn't want you around. he didn't want you
around. I'm starting to wonder if he gave me bad advice. You know. But then another person told me, just come up here. You got enough ability to shake hands, get to know some people, and then move your way up into the Cleveland market. Chuck Galletti did it from Channel 21 here until, you know, some things went south for him. Galletti's last call. But, it was like, get up here, shake some, you know, work your way up. And one regret I do have about the Cleveland market, and I talked to Cleveland probably about two or three times. I get a phone call, and this is to work with Vandy and Jeff Kelly and Marjorie Lenhart and Jerry Goddard. I had been out. I was bitter. I was bitter when I got fired. I was 31 years old. I thought I did everything for the Y103 morning show. I was a road guy. I wrote the comedy bits. I did the games.
Jumped out of planes.
I jumped out of planes. He tried to kill me. So because of our format, the Adult Contemporary, while we generated a lot of excitement, like we're doing here, quite frankly, the format, the music format, playing the Mariah Careys and the Celine Dions and whatnot, wasn't translating into the ratings that they hoped, and they felt that they were paying me maybe too much money at the time. But I was doing everything, and Scott was a great host to work with and everything. So I got inadvertently fired. Mike McVay helped me get a job at Oldies 93, working with these cats. As soon as I get hired and I accept a job at Oldies 93, I'm married to Jane, I'm living in Brookfield, got two young kids. All I could think is revenge. Get them back.
Yeah.
And I have an opportunity because I'm going to sign on with Oldies 93, and I'm going to go there, and they trademarked my name. I wasn't allowed to be Mr. Sports anymore. They trademarked my name.
I remember that.
I had to be Johnny B.
Yeah.
Brand new name, totally different audience, totally different format, but it was Oldies, and I loved it. So I made that happen, but after I accepted the Oldies 93 position, I get a phone call. I'm in the kitchen. I'll never forget. Brookfield. 3WE calls me. Hey, John, it's 3WE Radio. This is Mike Schneider with the Cavaliers. We'd like to offer you a part-time position. Love your tape. Like your resume. Heard some of your work. And we'd like to hire you with the Cavs. It'll be part-time to start out, but you can work under me and learn the ropes and everything. Get to know people in Cleveland. I told them no.
Why would you do
that? I told
them
no.
Why?
Because it was only part-time. As opposed to full time
start
at Oldies 93, and I was thinking more to get revenge on Y103. And
that's how you have to
beat
start.
Those guys.
Yeah,
that is a huge regret.
You were more
Mike Snyder
up.
Is still on the air with the Cavaliers.
You were more wrapped up in your own silly little world of revenge.
Well, that's how you feel when that happens.
Yeah.
I told Mike Snyder no from 3WE. I could have been working for the Cavs.
Another good move,
broadcaster. Oh my God!
Another good move.
At least I got to do play-by-play for Youngstown State University basketball for a while. Speaking of which, on Monday we'll have the current YSU play-by-play basketball announcer Rob Schmidt will be with us at 12 noon live, and Dan Gonder, a longtime radio personality as well, at 11 o'clock. I think when he worked at Y103, Dan was known as Dan Johnson.
Yeah.
You know how they mess around with the last name? Like Jeff Kelly that was on is Jeff Blau's real name.
Yeah.
TJ Thomas John, Tom Meister.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, yeah, you want to change those
Everybody
names.
Everybody got a name.
Got to change those names.
Are you
names
a real
right
Ron Fantone or you're not?
Yeah, I'm a Fantone.
Just for the record, I'm not a real Mr. Sports.
Well, I've been down that road. I was Big Daddy and Ronnie V.
Why do they do that?
Well, because...
Like Bobby Patterson I work with, Lynn Davis.
Yeah.
They had to call her Lynn Davis.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Anyway, Keith Corso was just in here.
Keith Cunningham. Richie Cunningham's brother.
Little Richie. Potsy and Ralph Mouth.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're coming back. It is Friday. It's time for the weekend. Don't forget Father's Day on Sunday. It's also Friday the 13th. Beware when you go out there. More with sports and Fantone after this.
I'm looking at an old photo of Fantone. This is back in 1990, May 17th. Queen for a day. You're in a suit. You got a tie going. Yeah. Look, Carl Bloom is here. Carl, look at Fantone. He used to look okay. He was skinny.
Here,
he was skinny. He has a suit on, a stretch limo.
Yeah.
Dark hair.
Yeah. He's looking sharp.
He's got dark hair.
Yeah. Does it? You don't have dark hair now.
What color is it?
It's like a gray and red. It's like a color. Did you just say?
You're apples.
He said you're apples. Look at him. He's a very different guy. Suave and sophisticated.
I'm very suave.
Today, beaten up and tiresome. And that's pretty much what he has going for him these days. Shut up, Fantone. Come on, Fantone.
I'm so sick of you.
You are looking forward to the weekend.
I am beyond sick of you. I am. I am. To get away from you for a couple of days.
Oh, be quiet, you.
That's the main thing.
Paul Fitch just went on. He said, it is Sue and my daughter, Mary, is getting married tomorrow. She is KJ's sister. So very busy weekend for her. She goes, outstanding, Leanne. She sang with soul. So fantastic. And Leanne Binder, thank you both from the bottom of my heart for the opportunity. I'm going to post this up on social media. Nice. So all the Leanne Binder fans are going to, you know, find out about her experience on the show. And then yesterday, we had Terry Clutter on from Y103. And Rhonda McCallum came on. And she goes, well, you guys didn't invite me in the studio. So everybody wants to be on the show now.
See everybody.
And it's like, well, Terry goes, well, I can do it again in 2 weeks. And she goes, and Rhonda goes, well, if she does, I want to come with her. So this is what you have going on.
Well, yeah.
Fantone, there is a fight to get in to see us.
There really is.
I'm telling you. And everybody, it comes up to me, it's like, what's your favorite show? This is my favorite show. And I can't say that I had one that was a favorite over the other.
Put Carl on.
Carl, you got come on over.
There. Okay. All right. Hi, guys.
What's Carl, going on, bro? Hey, you got kids, right?
No.
No, you don't. Are you going to have kids?
I don't know. We haven't figured that out.
Because I want to, if you're going to have kids, I want to say a future Happy Father's Day wish to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I don't know where to go with that, but
happy
it's absolutely
Father's
true.
Day to the both of you.
Thank you very much.
Is your dad still around, bud?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, Happy Father's Day to Mr. Bloom.
Happy Father's Day.
I think I met him at Greenwood Chevrolet years ago. I sold him a car.
Yeah.
Was it a clunker or did it work?
No, it works.
Oh, come on, man.
It only had one little problem.
What was that?
There was
a mouse in the radiator.
No. He called.
Shut up, Ron.
He called me one day.
Yeah. Oh.
And
oh.
He says,
"Ruh-roh.
I'm up here in Austin Town by Raccoon Road.
I'm broken down.
And New Road.
I just drove out.
Yep. And he said, I'm in a parking lot. The car's smoking, and I'm waiting for the tow truck. Come and get me.
Wow. Really?
Another Mr. Sports special.
Oh, come on, man. I saw your dad coming, Carl. What can I say? No, I'm kidding.
Thanks a lot.
No. That was the thing. When you sold cars and everything, you know, you go from like a radio morning guy image, we love you, you're great, and everything, to, ooh, you're a car salesman. And they look at you with skepticism. I'm like, I'm the same guy here.
Yeah, but you weren't.
I was not trying to be shady with my hands in my pocket.
Turn into one of the shady guys.
I will give you credit. You sold me a car, too.
Did yours smoke?
And no, it didn't.
All right, there you go.
It was perfect.
Yes.
Wow. It was perfect. I never had a problem with it until the battery died.
Why did you have to go there? Why couldn't you just say it was smooth sailing?
It's normal wear and tear. So
yeah, right.
Not your fault.
What did I sell you, a Vega?
No.
I sold him a Vega.
No, it's an Equinox.
Equinox. Actually. All right, I got to sneeze. I got you two talk amongst yourselves.
I'll turn this down. Jeez.
Oh, man, bless you.
My goodness, that's all.
All right, the building just shook.
My goodness.
No, we're just kidding.
You all right?
I'm better. You feel better?
God,
no,
man.
But you know how you sneeze in series?
You got stuff.
Like it sets?
You got stuff.
No, it's all right.
Got stuff hanging here.
Hey, Carl, I want you to be part of this. I was busy yesterday. Like, I'm not blowing bowls at home like Fantone. I'm actually working on the show.
Yeah, but speaking of that, you know, you were talking this morning about that $100 from the Uber thing.
Yes.
I'm telling you, you used that for blowing bolts.
I did.
Yeah. Right.
I was listening to that. I almost called in and said, hey, I know what you did with that.
That's exactly what I did. $100 worth of blow bowling.
Is that that's probably what you used it on. We are excited. And Carl, I want to bring you aboard here. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yep. Okay.
It is our first live on location show.
Yes.
JR's Pub.
Yes.
You and Jeff Richards, take me through this timeline. You guys are going to meet at what, 9 o'clock in the morning?
Yep. I mean, I got to be there by 9 a.m. so I can get everything.
You're
going to
be tired, dude.
Yeah, it's going to be a long day.
Because you work at Channel 27.
Well,
what time do you get home from 27?
Off that day, but,
oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm off Monday. So.
Well, it feels bad for you then.
Yeah.
So you're going to meet Jeff at 9 up at JR's.
I'm going to meet Jeff at 9 and try to get everything set up and squared away by 9:30, 9:40-ish. So when you guys come in.
What time should we be there, Carl? What'd you say?
Probably between 9:30 and 9:45.
Yeah. Okay, yep. That's fine. That's
good.
So we don't have to do anything technical in the beginning.
No, maybe. I'm just going to make it so you guys can come in and sit down and do the show and concentrate on the show and talk to your guests. and we're just going to have a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
And it's Wing Day at JR's on Tuesday. It's also karaoke night with Simply Ed, who former guest on this program, who, by the way, wants a copy of the interview for his aunt, which I don't know if I have. People have asked me, you know, because we have all these guests on, and the shows are all interesting, every one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Can they get copies, archives, go back, and they listen?
We really don't have any of the shows. I've been trying to record them. It's a manual process, so it takes a little bit of time to turn those around.
I have a source that's been helping me, and then Carl's been assisting me when he's able to, but what were you going to say?
I'm looking for a program that, you know, maybe we can get that would automatically record the shows and leave them available, and then, you know, we could have access to it. Yeah, the three of us can go in and grab whatever we want. And then I would also like to start putting them on the website at some point. So
Our website, too, is ESPN947.com. And again, if you scroll to the bottom, it's really cool because all of our sponsors, that you could just hit the link and it'll take you straight to their website. But anyway, if you scroll to the bottom, you could listen live, which is really cool. And then we could actually see how many people are tuning in. A lot of people are still with the iHeart app. I'm getting feedback on that, too.
That's okay,
so they're kind of all over the place, you know. But I know we have a good audience. I'm telling you because I hear about it all the time. When they tell you what you did on the show or this particular thing, not only do we have a good audience, they're listening for lengthy periods of time because they don't know what's coming next.
Right.
That's true.
Yep. I don't even know what's coming next.
I don't. We don't know what's coming next. That's what makes it so spontaneous and unpredictable. Yes. At any rate, next Tuesday, we invite the public. Again, Carl Bloom from Bloom Broadcasting, our boss, our owner, is going to meet with Jeff Richards, the owner of JR's Pub. And meeting of the minds. They're going to coordinate at 9 o'clock, set us up with equipment. The public's invited to attend. So you could sit with us through the whole broadcast and see what fans. Tone and I do.
Bacon
watch him walk around limp with a sore back. Jeff is going to make bacon and eggs for Fantone, I guess. It's also wing day. He's going to be frying up wings. Well, I want to talk to Jeff. Don't keep him in the kitchen the entire time. What the hell's wrong with you, man?
Bacon and eggs and some wings. You know.
But I want to put Jeff on the air. You're going to have him back in the kitchen the entire time.
He's not going to be back there the whole time. I can crack a couple eggs and cook them up back there.
But in addition to that, he's going to be open for official beer business if you want to, you know, and there's people taking off work.
Wow.
It's going to spend the whole morning with us. Wow. It's called day drinking, in case you don't know. And they're going to Uber home. And the beer will start flowing at 10:30. It's going to be like an old Quaker Steak and Lube type thing we used to do for St. Pat's Day.
I don't know about that 10:30, man.
10:30, man.
By the time we get off at about 12:45.
Fantone, I love you. No, I'm kidding.
I love you, Fantone.
Anyway, people that have agreed to attend, some notables, Bob Gavalier is going to be up. Bobby Gavalier, good friend of yours. Yep. Ray House, too. Coming in. He's at Clearwater with Mandy down there on a beautiful beach. Cindy Farina from Sin City and the Saints is going to be with us. Chester Stout, we believe, will be with us with Sin City. One of the founders of the Fabulous Flashbacks. Chuck Geiswhite with Mr. Lucky's Sideshow, Acoustic Madness, has a big benefit coming up. He's expected to join. By the way, all these people are coming because they love Jeff Richards, and they go into JR's Pub, or they've performed for him in the past. We'll do Letters from the Lovelorn live on Tuesday, and we're going to sing oldies. So we will actually have an audience to watch us sing the superlative songs that we do. Carl, you had a chance to listen earlier.
Boy.
No, we did. We did three Neil Diamond songs. How would you stack Fantone and I up against Leanne Binder's like inferior version of me and Bobby McGee?
Well. I'll be polite about it.
All right,
don't quit your daytime job.
No. Come on, Carl.
I'm kidding.
Come
no,
on, man. That hurts.
I'll give you credit, though. The guitar in the background, when you guys were singing,
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
It kind of brought out the brilliance in our voices.
It did, really.
It sounded fantastic.
Boy, she just picked that up and started playing.
He starts too high. Starts like this. I'm me, Bobby McGee.
First of all, I didn't sing Bobby McGee.
Well, whatever we were singing, you start way up here.
Sweet Caroline.
But you do like it. Sweet Caroline. You're way up there.
First of all, I don't, and I have the tape to go back and prove it.
Sweet Caroline.
You're passing out erroneous information.
I have the tape to go back and prove
it. That's right. Instant replay will find me completely.
Aren't you special?
completely innocent of your charges.
I'm telling you, I'm going to walk in one day with the referee uniform on.
Honestly, man.
Would you please? Don't you point your finger at me. I wish Kelly Pavlik would have knocked him out
Come
the window
on,
when he was
Kelly
here.
Liked me.
And there's still time. Kelly will return.
Kelly's good friends
with Kelly
my brother
could
Billy.
Show up at JR's on Tuesday.
Ooh, right, how about that?
Then there would be a whole
Fantone again, dodging and weaving. Look at him. Can you imagine? Can you imagine Fantone trying to duck a Pavlik
punch?
He's
dancing back there. He's just grooving.
Oh, look, he got that peekaboo punch.
I can stay
style.
Away from him.
I
can rope a dope on him.
God. You rope a dope?
Yeah.
If he hit you with a gut one time, you'd be like, woo! It's like all the air would go out of you.
Oh, God.
And every orifice. I don't even want to imagine
it. You'd be right
it.
On the ground, too, Pat Joe.
I didn't say.
He would
listen,
mock you silly.
I didn't say that he couldn't.
He would. Oh, he would.
Imagine, though.
I'd love to see
And I've
that.
Heard stories about this. Pavlik goes out in some bars and everything, and people, because of who he is,
yeah, they want to challenge
they
him.
They want to challenge him. They got him, those beer muscles.
Really? Oh,
it's like,
gosh.
Hey, you ain't so tough. I'm like,
yeah.
bad move,
yeah,
dude.
Really.
Bad move.
Yep.
There is a guy that comes down JR's. His name's Dan. Mildest mannered guy you'd ever think.
Mm-hmm.
And less you know his history, black belt, like third degree in karate. Do not mess with Dan. Nice guy. Easily could be somebody could easily mistake. He's not a big guy. That I've seen him in action. It's like kung fu fighting. Woo!
Yeah.
Snaps that leg around and everything. You will be down in 2 seconds. They just know those moves. Certain guys not to mess. My other buddy Bob Bohack, what do they call him, sensus and stuff like that, with karate. These guys are experts, man. They've been doing. But anybody that does a karate or the martial arts and stuff, they'll tell you, it's not about going out. And, you know, look at me. I can kick everybody's butt and behind it and everything. It's just they do it because they respect the martial arts business. Yeah. But they really don't want to engage in that.
No.
It's an unfair advantage.
And you don't
want to
engage them.
You don't, and people don't know.
No.
But you always have those drunk idiots now that sit there and bark. Yeah. I never start anything. I will do this, though, and it happened actually a couple months ago. If I find two friends... If I find two friends involved in an altercation, I will go over to try to break it up, and I will say something. And I think that's a friendly thing to do. Fantone, on the other hand, hightails it out the door and says, I'll see you later, you're on your own.
None of that is true.
That's what you do.
You know, you lie.
He would never, ever stick up for me.
If I had,
you're talking to my buddy there.
This is the end of the week.
Yeah.
If I had a dollar for every lie you've told this week, I could retire.
Oh, that is not true. You are not. Stop it. You are not going to get in front of
Come
me
on,
and protect
man.
Me in a,
Come on, man.
A potential brawl.
But everything you say is a lie.
Besides that, what would you do?
You ever get tired of lying?
It's
never
true. I've seen him at work. I had a girl come up and smack the hell out of me in a bar one day.
Well, yeah.
He laughed and put his head down.
Well, yeah,
he didn't even say anything to her.
Jeez,
didn't even say anything.
Oh,
like, don't
gosh.
Be smacking my buddy around like
Your
a rag
head
doll.
Was going back and forth.
Ron's
like
laughing.
Like a bobblehead
Don't
doll.
You tell me every word. She'd smack me. And Fantone his head down laughing.
I was laughing because she hit you just like a mom.
Why couldn't you say,
just
hey,
like a mom.
Stop handling my buddy?
Because I didn't know who she was.
Well, that's even
she
worse.
She started smacking me around then. I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, my God. All
okay.
right. We're going to take a break. Don't forget about Father's Day on Sunday. Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone, more of this madness. Well, a few more minutes after this. And we're back, Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone, right here on ESPN 94.7. Again, people want to know, hey, how to listen to you live. We have a website. Just go to it, ESPN947.com. You can scroll to the bottom, and you can listen live. College Baseball World Series continues on. You're Bob Vandergrift. Who was kind enough to be on with us earlier.
Yes.
Talk about his old school, Coastal Carolina, 13th ranked in the country. They're taking on Arizona at 2 o'clock this afternoon on ESPN. And Louisville and Oregon State at 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN as well. And there are two more games. I know Murray State's playing tomorrow. LSU's involved in action. Mm-hmm. So that is the College World Series. And as far as the U.S. Open, it is still, boy, you talk about a tough course. It is still J.J. Spahn, who's about to tee off right now in round number two. So I look for that lead to dissipate. He'd been sitting there with the late tee-off time for round two. He is 4-under with a one-stroke lead over Burns and Lawrence thus far as the second round in progress. Tonight it is game number four. of the NBA Finals. It is Oklahoma City at Indiana at 8:30 on ABC. The Thunder, 6.5-point pick. I got my bet with Mr. Football. I'm taking OKC. I still believe in him.
You lost another
minus 6.5. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. Yep. I mean, he won wings from the last game. I won wings from the first time we did it. The Guardians were idle. They'll start a long, non-game Western road trip beginning tonight. I hate that because I do like Guardians baseball, if nothing else. It's comfortable background stuff that I grew up with. Well, they'll start a 3-game set in the northwest of Seattle. 10-10 tonight. Gavin Williams will pitch for the 35-32 Guardians, who are 8.5 games behind the Tigers in the American League Central. National League, Pittsburgh losing to the Cubs 3-2 yesterday. Crow Armstrong hit a baseball 8.5 feet off of, I mean, it was 8.5 inches. It was like, that ball was so high off the strike, 8.5 inches off the strike zone.
He hit it out.
And he cranked it. Cranked it. Anyway, Pittsburgh will be at the Cubs at 2:20 this afternoon with Paul Skeens on the hill. High school football, the OHSAA has reduced the number of playoff teams. They were expected to vote and do this from 16 to 12 in each region. I like that. I like that because, I mean, when you were going 16, you were getting 1-9 and 2-8 teams in the postseason. It resulted in first-round blowouts. So they also have a structured bracket format as far as that's concerned. And also, cops are looking for ex-Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown. They have a warrant for his arrest after he claims that Antonio claims that he was jumped by a bunch of people trying to get his expensive jewelry outside of a Miami boxing event, and he brought out a shotgun and started firing shots.
Oh, boy. So,
I guess you just can't do that in public.
No,
so.
No.
Yeah, that's pretty much
it. We have a lot of fun, exciting stuff this weekend here on ESPN 94.7.
What do we got going on?
The NBA Finals.
You got 1 minute, Carl. Fantone's giving you the 1 minute.
We have the NBA Finals, Stanley Cup playoffs, NASCAR, the Xfinity race Saturday at 4, and then the NASCAR race is Sunday afternoon, and then Sunday night baseball.
Yes, Stanley Cup Finals. It'll be Game 5 tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. You can hear that, as Carl mentioned, Florida at Edmonton. After Edmonton beat Florida 5-4 in overtime yesterday.
That's a great series.
Even out of 2 games apiece, yeah. Either they're going overtime or Florida had a blowout at 1 point, 6-1. So, yeah, it's been pretty interesting. Anything you guys want to add? Have a nice Father's Day, Fantone.
Everybody, happy Father's Day. Same to you. Same to you guys. Yeah. Happy Father's Day to everybody, all the dads out there. Absolutely. And
don't forget to call Dad if your dad's still around.
Absolutely. Yeah. Have a great day, everybody.